Travis Long,
yeah. What happened and how we're in a punt return drill, and he literally, it wasn't really a contact drill. He was just getting fit up and kind of stepped the wrong way, and I think he knew it when it happened, just because it's happened to him before. And you know, I don't think there's a real explanation for it, to be honest with you. You just feel awful because we've watched him through the whole process. He's been here the whole time. You watched him rehab. I think all the players felt the same way because they know how much he's got invested in this. And it's, you know, as I when I talked to him and, you know, on the field, and then when we got the final answer last night in terms of what it was, you really can't put it into words in terms of what it is. But he's going to get operated on soon. You know, they'll make a decision in terms of where they're doing that, and then he's just going to start the rehab process again. So
where does that leave the outside linebacker situation after the top two guys?
Same thing. We're just one guy down. We have six guys there. We have five. We also have Brandon Hepburn. We'll move out there a little bit, and we did that in the spring, and the same with Brad Jones. We'll take some reps out there, and we're looking to bring another guy in right now.
No,
Brandon Hepburn and Brad Jones will be the first two guys that will go out there right now.
Travis wants to try to keep playing.
Yeah, that's exactly what he expressed. I mean, the kid's got a passion for this game, and we're going to do everything we can to help him and support him. And again, I said the same thing last year. I said the same thing this year. He would have made this football team if he was healthy.
Jim, there's a report out there that you guys are talking to Sam Bradford again about trying to get a possible extension, maybe a shorter one done. Is that important for you guys to lock him up beyond this year, or would you guys be comfortable just letting this kind of play out?
I never discuss contracts publicly, but there was a report last week that we weren't doing it, so believe what you want to believe. I mean,
But is it important for you to
It's important for us to have a great day today, so we're never going to talk about contracts, and I never will. So
on Sunday, why didn't DeMarco take part in the team drills?
That was our decision. We do have a hydration status test, and he was a little bit high, and obviously when you see guys that are high from a hydration standpoint, then you kind of pull them back a little bit because that's when they're susceptible for an injury. So that was a training staff coaching decision.
Jim, in relation to players that have ACL injuries and then they reoccur, and how it relates to someone like Sam Bradford, do you just say that this is not related, or do you look at it as just further proof that guys who have ACLs are more prone to have these injuries again?
That's probably a better question for Dr. DeLuca, but in our talks with him, the chance is 10 to 12% of re-injury, so I would say Travis fell in that 10 to 12%.
Coach, there's been so much speculation and banter with the changes made to this team coming into the season. Does that change your approach to know that there's perhaps more of a microscope or more commentary to some of the changes for your roster heading into the season?
More of a microscope in Philadelphia?
I said that.
You know where we are, right?
I know this.
There's not any press conference in the league with this many people in it right now. We're all aware of that. So.
Made as much news this offseason as anyone could have.
We weren't trying to make news. We're just trying to make the team better. So.
That 10 to 12%, is that after any amount of ACL tears?
It was two, is the way it was described to us, yeah.
Chip, do you play Bradford like you would normally play a quarterback, or do you, is there the awareness that, all right, I may have to back off a little bit because of what he did?
We monitor Sam just like we do, just like DeMarco, every player on a daily basis, so all decisions are made on a daily basis. So there's not a plan, hey, when we go 2 weeks from now where we are, because 2 weeks from now could be different from today. So today he's full going, going to go out and do everything he can, and we'll continue to monitor him like we do everybody else and the team.
I know it's only been two practices, but with Marcus Smith, can you tell at all where he is from a mental standpoint compared to last year?
Yeah, I think he's obviously way advanced from last year, and he's not a rookie. But you could say that about Josh Huff and all those other guys that are in the second year, that, you know, it's